Mary, it's Olive over at the Shakespeare Festival. We had an actor drop out, so we want to bring you in. Can you stop by tomorrow? No, the festival wasn't canceled. Yes, I know it was very sad. Yes, it's in very capable hands. My hands. Yes, I do know what I'm doing. Yes, really, Mary. Do you want the part or not? Bring a monologue for Kate. I have to go. Someone's here.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Shakespeare.
Okay, well, you're not Shakespeare.
Why wouldn't I be Shakespeare?
There are so many reasons.
Name one.
No.
Why not?
It's not my job to explain to you why you're not a 400-year-old dead playwright. The burden of proof does not rest with me.
But if you have so many reasons, just pick one.
You're like 20 years old.
26.
You're using a modern vocabulary.
Language evolves. I've adapted.
You're very attractive.
Now you're just describing things you see in front of you.
Shakespeare is dead.
I'm a ghost.
You can't just say, I'm a ghost, like you've explained the situation.
How would you like me to say I'm a ghost?
You are not a ghost!
Ghosts can come back whatever age they want, and I like this one.
Stop explaining how ghosts work. I'm busy. I'm running the festival.
That's actually what I'm here about.
The festival?
Yes, the Shakespeare Festival. I'm...
Do not say it.
I'm Shakespeare.
Get out.
Look, this is on me. I should have just started with walking through the walls a bunch of times. I was trying to not to freak you out, but I'm feeling that walking through the walls and such really gets the point across better. So, here I go.
Fine, great. Please walk through a... Oh my God, how did you do that?
Do you need me to walk through other stuff too?
No, I believe you, I believe you.
Now I'm walking through this bookcase.
Stop that.
Now I'm just standing in the middle of this table. See, my torso is up here, but my legs are below the table. Gosh, I wonder how that's possible. I'll give you a hint. It's because I'm a ghost.
First of all, I don't think you know what a hint is. Second of all, stop standing in the middle of the table like that. I said I believe you.
Good. In that case, we can get down to business. I'm here to shut down the festival forever.
The Shakespeare Festival?
Yes.
The festival devoted to your memory and legacy?
Yes.
You want to shut it down?
Forever.
Why?
This has gone on long enough. I need to be forgotten.
Why would you want to be forgotten?
Think of it this way. You're 8 years old. You draw a picture of a duck. It's a good picture. Hell, it is a great picture. It's got a nice duck head and duck body and duck feet and duck nose.
I get it. I've seen a duck. Do you not think I've seen a duck before?
And everyone says this is a great picture of a duck, an amazing, special picture of a duck. And maybe it is. For an 8 year old, but people grow up. Civilizations grow up. We can draw better now. Except no one is. They just keep drawing the same duck over and over and over again, no matter how old they get.
Right. Interesting. Well, be that as it may, I'm not shutting down the festival.
Why not?
I'm the producer. I produce the Shakespeare Festival.
If you don't do what I say, I'll be forced to haunt you.
Aren't you haunting me right now?
Well, I'll do it with more flair.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what that means.
I will rattle around the furniture a lot. You won't like it.
Look, I think you're being too hard on your plays. They're fine.
Wow, what a resounding endorsement.
They're timeless.
They are not. Listen to these words. For I am he born to tame you, Kate, and bring you from a wild Kate to a Kate conformable as other household Kates.
It could be worse.
Anything could be worse. That's not an argument.
We could be producing a David Mamet festival.
You could be producing a festival where everyone decides to murder a random person, like in Shirley Jackson's The Lottery.
That would be a weird festival.
Just because something could be worse isn't an excuse not to make it better. Let me try to make this better, please.
How?
Oh, we can start by shutting down the festival forever, and then I suppose we could issue a formal apology?
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
This festival means a lot to me.
How is that possible? You don't even like my plays!
I said they're fine. Anyway, if you must know, this festival belonged to my parents. They built it from the ground up. It's the only way I have to feel close to them, so... You may not care about your legacy, but I care very much about their legacy, and I will not let them be forgotten. I am producing this festival, and nothing, absolutely nothing, is going to stand in my way. So I don't think we have anything left to discuss.
You've left me no choice.
Again, I have no idea what that means.
Being threatening. I'm being vaguely threatening. I don't have a plan yet, but I will. Soon. Definitely by tomorrow. You'll see.
Fine.
Fine.
Fine. What are you doing?
I'm leaving.
Use the door. Do not walk through that wall. I swear to God, if you walk through that wall, I will.
You'll what?
Well, don't pause while you're halfway through the wall. That's so much worse.
You're very demanding for someone who is being haunted by ghosts. Is this better?
Yes, that's better. Don't stand in the middle of walls.
Fine.
I'm going to get the door for you. Just use the door, okay? Otherwise, it's creepy.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, goodbye now.
Goodbye. I'll see you tomorrow.
I very much hope not.
You will. Good morning.
Ugh.
I said good morning. You might say it back. If you feel like it.
Do ghosts even need to sleep?
Oh, suddenly we care how ghosts work.
Never mind.
No, I don't need sleep. I just observe. I spend all my time observing the world. It's humbling.
I need to sign off on a last-minute performer replacement, so you really can't be here.
I'll be unobtrusive.
That seems unlikely.
I can be unobtrusive.
Aren't you trying to sabotage me?
I'll sabotage you unobtrusively. You won't even know I'm here. Sabotaging.
Fantastic. I don't have the energy or knowledge to fight a ghost right now, so do whatever you want, I guess.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I would be delighted to stay and watch.
Tate, you can send Marion.
Good morning, Olive.
Good morning, Mary. Good to see you again. This is...
She can't see me.
Never mind. Where are we at?
Katharina.
Whenever you're ready.
Thanks. Thy husband is thy lord, thy life, thy keeper, thy head, thy sovereign, one that cares for thee.
Shut up.
I'm not saying anything.
And craves no other tribute at thy hands but love, fair looks, and true obedience.
Shut up.
I haven't said anything.
And when she is forward, peevish, sullen, sour, and not obedient to his honest will, what is she but a foul, contending rebel and graceless traitor to her loving lord?
You're gloating. I can sense you there gloating.
I'm not gloating, Oliver. I'm ashamed.
That women are so simple. To offer war where they should kneel for peace or seek for rule, supremacy, and sway when they are bound to serve, love, and obey.
It's not so.
Don't say it's not so bad.
Okay, I won't.
Is there a problem?
No. Wonderful job. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you. Actually, can I just say something? This is a dream role for me. I've always wanted to play her ever since my grandmother took me to a free show in the park.
We're lucky to have you. Tell Tate to take you to costumes.
Thanks. Thank you.
I hope you're pleased with yourself.
Are you really mad at me right now? Hey, where are you going? I thought you were haunting me. Come back here. Don't float through that door. Let me get it.
This is insane.
Like, really upset.
Are you going to get the door or not?
How are you this upset about the play?
You can't forbid me from floating through the walls and then not open the door for me. You're basically holding me hostage at this point.
I'm just saying you wrote the play. You must have known how it ends.
Exactly. I wrote it. Do you know how much harm in the world I'm personally responsible for?
No. Now how on earth would I measure that?
I don't know. But I know it's not zero.
Can you just get over yourself? You're not that big of a deal.
I am. I am literally that big a deal. I am the freaking cannon.
Okay. Hey. Take a deep breath. Can ghosts hyperventilate? Can they drink tea? No, probably not. I don't know how to help in this situation.
I'm fine.
You don't seem fine.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I just need to take it all back. It's my job to fix this. Then I'll be at peace.
Wait. So you don't just want us to stop having our Shakespeare Festival. You want everyone everywhere to stop having Shakespeare festivals?
Precisely. But I had to start somewhere, and I needed a small, unimportant, nothing of a festival to practice on. No offense.
That was very offensive.
So will you help me?
No!
Why are you protecting this?
I don't know. You're important.
Why am I important?
I don't know, but you are. A lot of people agree about that. My parents believed that, and they're not stupid, so you must be important.
But why? What are you doing? Oh my God, are you typing "why is Shakespeare important" into your cell phone right now?
I'm not a Shakespeare scholar, okay? But other people are, so okay. Here we go.
What does it say?
Language.
Language?
You're good at it! And you invented a lot of words that we still use, so that's cool.
It's not that cool. That's how all language works. All words were made up by someone. Where do you think words come from?
Well, they seem to think you were extra good at making up words.
Then keep the words.
Oh, also themes.
What?
Your themes are universal.
What?
You know, love, death.
Everything is universal.
I don't know about everything.
People are meaning-making machines. Whatever we give our attention to, we will imbue with meaning. Look, I'll show you. Look at this piece of trash.
My granola bar wrapper.
The whole world is in this piece of trash. Here it is. Life, death, glory, despair.
Corn syrup.
Imagine songs written about this wrapper. Imagine if scholars wrote treatises on the font, the interplay of the colors, the juxtaposition of the contemporary and the immortal. And now, imagine it becomes a template. You can play with it a little, make small changes, variations on a theme. Here it is on holidays. Here it is in our funeral rites. It bends, it warps, but it is always instantly recognizable. It's there, always there, sewn into each generation upon birth. Is this not symbolic of humankind's dominion over food, over life itself? Is this not the pinnacle of achievement, guardian of the perishable joys? Is this not humanity in a microcosm, the tale of history woven into the interlocking chemical bindings, readable like tree rings? Here we see the hydrogen fused with carbon and the basic building blocks of life distillated and cracked and bound by our hands. Is it not both ephemeral and lasting, which the earth reclaims, but which fights against its own decomposition, against its own annihilation? Everything is poetry to a species of poets. And if we mythologize everything else for 400 years, we would find brilliance and common humanity in that too. Anything we pay attention to, we will find meaningful. All I'm asking is that people pay attention to something else.
Stop yelling. It is not my fault you're famous.
Sorry.
Can we just take a break?
Sure.
Let's just do something else, something fun.
Okay.
Should we kiss?
No. What? No. Why would we kiss?
I don't know. You're here.
That can't possibly be your only criteria for kissing someone.
I want to know if you're real.
I'm real.
Fine, jeez. We won't kiss. Unless you've changed your mind?
Just now? You want to know if I've changed my mind in the last 5 seconds?
So that's a...
No. That's a no.
Okay. Well, let me know if you change your mind.
I will let you know. Not change my mind. I will let you know if I change my mind, which I definitely won't.
I thought you'd be better with words.
I am.
I'm just saying, maybe if I kissed you, it would bring you back to life.
I don't want to be brought back to life. I feel like you haven't been listening. I want the opposite of being brought back to life. I want to be forgotten. Forever. Lost to time. Total oblivion.
Well, maybe that would happen. We won't know until we try.
Stop trying to kiss me. You're being weird.
Fine. What do you want to do then?
Shut down.
And don't say shut down the Shakespeare Festival.
Fine. I guess what I'd like to do is apologize.
Not really an activity, but okay. You're forgiven.
No, I mean, I think I need to apologize for a thing you don't know about yet, but now I feel bad. I'll just show you. Come with me.
I hate you.
Please don't hate me.
I hate you.
I went a little overboard.
You ruined the entire set.
Would we say I ruined it?
What is all over the floor?
Cracker dust. I crushed up some crackers and made cracker dust.
You don't have to explain the process. And you removed all the stuffing from the furniture? And was there a fire in here?
A very small one. I managed to contain it. That's about when I started feeling bad.
Hey, costumes, wanted me to tell you. Oh my God, what happened to the set?
The stupid ghost. The stupid, selfish, idiotic, narcissistic ghost of Shakespeare came in here and ruined all of it.
Sorry, what?
There's a ghost, Mary. I can't hold your hand through this right now. You know what a ghost is.
There's a ghost?
Yes.
Of Shakespeare?
Yes.
Is he still here?
Yes.
Is he good looking?
Yes, actually.
Thanks.
I tried to kiss him.
You did?
But he wouldn't let me. He's very prudish.
I'm not prudish. I'm just not going to kiss you.
I think it's a religious thing.
It is not a religious thing. It's a you thing.
Can I try to kiss him?
No.
He says no.
Well, that's too bad.
I know, right?
I think it would be interesting to kiss a ghost.
What is wrong with you people?
So, why did he ruin our set?
He doesn't want the festival to happen.
Our festival?
Yeah.
But it's about him.
Yeah, that seems to be his primary objection to it.
Have you tried asking him to stop destroying everything?
Mary, I swear to God, contribute or get out.
I'm sorry! I'm new to this. Okay, I know. Let me just look up how to get rid of a ghost. Okay, here we go. Top 10 exorcisms for when you're being haunted by a ghost.
Excuse me, do not exorcise me.
Great.
Tell her not to exorcise me.
Do you have a vial of lamb's blood?
No.
Do you have a vial of any kind of animal blood at all?
No, Mary, I do not have a vial of animal blood.
That seems to be a key ingredient in a lot of these.
Well, I don't have a vial of animal blood.
But do you have some place we could get animal blood from?
Like a pet?
No! I don't know. Like a rat, maybe.
You want me to kill a rat and get its blood?
Okay, that tone implies I'm the unreasonable one here, but I'll remind you that I'm not the one being haunted.
Okay, fine. You're right. I'll go get some blood.
Wait, what?
Hello? Hi, Shakespeare. You don't know me. My name is Mary. I'm an actor and an alive human. I don't know why you're trying to ruin this. It's a good tradition, and that's the thing about traditions, right? You don't usually get to make them, you inherit them. And it connects you to this long line of people you'll never know or meet. And sure, some traditions are silly and they get a lot of things wrong, but when they get something right, when something lasts across the ages, why would you want to be the one to ruin that? Also, those crackers were for my lunch. Now I have no lunch.
Got it.
Oh my God, is that from a...
Relax, it's from the props department. It's fake blood.
Oh, I don't know if that will work.
Well, I'm not going to go and find a rat, Mary. So tell me what to do next.
Okay, just put it in a circle. Yeah, and then stand inside it.
Like this?
Yeah, and then think about the thing you want gone.
This isn't fair.
Now I'm going to recite this passage, and that should untether him from this plane of existence. Humiliter majestati gloriae tuae supplicamus
ad omni
coronium
deceptione
Nikita libera
omni status. Please
stop.
Did it work?
He looks scared.
Presumably because it's working.
I can't do it. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Mary, we're going to have to figure something else out.
You're not going to let him win, are you?
Relax, Mary. I said I'd figure it out.
Well, you better figure it out soon. We open tomorrow.
I am aware of when we open, Mary. I made the schedule. I produce the entire festival.
This is becoming a hostile work environment.
Did Mary leave?
No, she's contacting some theaters in town for spare set pieces.
And you are?
Lying on the floor.
I see that.
And wallowing.
Ah.
in self-pity.
Gotcha.
Would you like to join me?
Sure.
Good. Just lie down. Yeah. Hands behind your head. And then just think about how everyone and everything in the entire universe is conspiring against you and seeks to destroy all your dreams and torment you at every turn.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you. Not my first wallow.
But have those thoughts silently. The silent part is the important part of the wallowing.
Okay, but shh. Okay. Okay.
You know what the strangest part of all of this is?
Is it the ghost thing?
You know what the second strangest part of all of this is?
What?
I don't really care about this festival. Like, at all.
I feel like there'd be less lying on the floor if that were true.
I just miss my parents. And I wanted something that was theirs to be mine too, you know? So I could have something tangible of theirs in the world. Because otherwise it's all memories, and I don't want just memories. I want them on the earth still, and the festival is like this physical manifestation. I can point to it and say, this was their life's work, and it's still here. They're still here. They just seem more real that way. You know? And I need them to still be real. I need them to be real forever. Does that make sense?
Hey, I'm sorry,
I don't know why you're so obsessed with oblivion. I can't think of anything worse.
I can't explain it, Olive. It's like a festering wound. I've got to cut it out.
Do you want to see a picture of my parents?
Sure. Okay.
That's my mom. I have her ears. And that's my dad. I have his laugh. And his nose, and his eyebrows.
You definitely do.
Okay, well, you don't have to say it like that.
Have you considered that maybe this festival isn't the tangible thing? Maybe it's you. Maybe you don't need the festival at all.
It's hard to let go of it. It's been part of my life for so long. Can't you just start your big crusade next year?
I'm sorry, I have to take responsibility for this.
You're awful, you know that? You're a stubborn, horrible, awful person.
I know, that's what I've been trying to tell you. Can you do me a favor?
You can't be serious.
Just one favor.
You broke my set. I am not inclined to do you a favor at the moment.
Just listen to the words, that's all. Next time you hear the play, just listen to the words.
You think I don't know the words to Shakespeare?
I think if you could somehow hear them, not as the ancient prayers they've become, but just as a story. The story of a man who kidnapped a girl and starved her and tortured her and married her. If you could actually hear that story, you'd understand.
Some people say you wrote very complex and interesting.
No.
And The Tempest, for example, could even be considered anti-colonial.
No.
Because they leave at the
end. I wish you'd stop trying to make me a good person. I wasn't anti-colonial. I wasn't even secretly feminist. You would hate me if you met me then.
Well, you're different now. People can change.
Exactly. Let them. Let them love something else.
Even if I possibly agreed with you, what am I supposed to do now? Fire everyone?
What if you made room for something new? Have you ever written a play? Maybe the actors could perform that.
I've written exactly one play in college. I would die of embarrassment if it were performed now.
Oh, so let me get this straight. You wrote something when you were younger, and now you've had time to reflect, and you've decided people don't need to see it. If only I could relate. Alas, I cannot think of a single thing in my life that parallels your circumstances and would provide me with a relevant perspective on this matter.
We're not doing my play. End of story. So you better have another idea?
Actually, I do.
Mary! There you are. Good news. You are not fired.
Was that a possibility?
No.
Right.
You were always not fired.
Okay.
But how would you feel about improvising a new ending to the play?
Negatively? I'd feel negatively about it.
It'd just be a little update, a modernization.
No.
But I was talking to the ghost, and he actually makes some good...
No.
And there are some really problematic...
No.
But...
No.
As a woman...
No.
But...
I don't care, Olive. Whatever you're about to say, I don't care. I don't know what has gotten into you lately, but let me be clear. I do not care if Shakespeare is sexist or racist or homophobic or hateful or bad. I'm going to say the words because the words are the thing we chose. Those syllables, those words in that order have been repeated by our ancestors and their ancestors before them. We didn't save the other stories. We saved this one. You might as well say you prefer Gaelic to English. It doesn't matter if you prefer Gaelic to English. It doesn't even matter if Gaelic is the better language. We chose this language. We speak this language. This is the language of theater. This is our shared artistic culture. We picked this one, so just get on board, because I am not changing the words to Shakespeare!
I'm going to be honest. I don't think she liked your idea.
Well, thank you for trying. You don't know what that means to me.
You were right. It's difficult to get people to let go of Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah, they hate it. For what it's worth, I've changed my mind.
About the festival?
No, about the thing you asked earlier. I've changed my mind.
You can't just say the same thing again with more emphasis. That's not helpful.
You can kiss me.
Oh, fantastic! Great!
Just don't make it weird.
Oh, that ship has sailed, my friend. Okay, here goes nothing. Well, how was that?
It was definitely different. And new.
I like different and new.